from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Finally, it's a football week, and that means we're going to be making predictions. We're going to be looking at over-unders. We're going to be talking football all the time. And with that in mind, City Limits, why don't you read for me and Paul over-unders? Let's go through the league. Let's start in the AFC East. Paul, he's going to read the over-under on, I don't know who he's starting with, probably Buffalo or the Jets. And we're just going to go through the league. And you say over-under and give a very quick explanation. Are you ready, Paul?
Yes.
Let's do it.
From FanDuel.
Yes.
Buffalo Bills, over-under set at 10.5 wins.
Ooh, I'm going to say under that. The Bills have a lot of question marks. They lost Matt Milano again. They lost Stephon Diggs. Paul, I think the idea in Buffalo should be see if you can get in and if Josh Allen can take you somewhere. But I think they're going to under 10.5 wins. You?
Well, here's the thing. The tough thing for them is then, you know, they finished second last year, so they have a second place schedule. But I'm looking real quick, just they have to play at Baltimore and at Houston. They've got to play Kansas City. I agree with you. I think 10-7 is max for them. So I go under.
Miami Dolphins, over under 9.5 wins.
Oh, man. That is right on the cusp for them. They melted down in such historic fashion. Do you know they have the longest playoff winless streak in the NFL? You think the Steelers are bad, Paul? It's 7 years. You know when the Dolphins last won a playoff game? 2000. 23, 24 years ago, whatever that is.
Who?
The Dolphins. I'm going to say under. I think they're a 9-8 football team. A lot of firepower, a lot of noise, but it seems when they need to win a game, they don't.
I'm going to preface this by saying I'm clearly 100% biased and prejudiced, and this is one of the few times I'm not able to be objective. I think they're a little troll. You know, boy genius coach is a fraud. I think they're a fraud. I think they're the softest team that is for the planet. I think their quarterback is mentally soft. They're a soft bunch of guys who look good when they have a few early season games against bad teams, and every year it's the same thing. So I'm saying under because I just think they're a farce. They're a fraud. They're the most fraudulent team in football. And it starts with their coach. So under.
I agree with a lot of what Paul said. I think they're fraud too. And if they play in cold weather, they can't win. Over under New England Patriots, 4.5.
Oh, man. Listen, this roster absolutely stinks. 4.5. They're probably best to win like 2 games. I actually really like Drake May. I think they're going to play Jacoby Brissett for a while. And I think they're kind of in tank mode, Paul. So I'm going to go under 4.5 wins. You?
4.5 wins. You know how bad you have to. 4.5 wins. I agree with you, though. I actually think they're going to finish 4-13, so I'll go under.
Under by far. Also,
how far can you go below 4.5? Not far to go.
3.
That's
4.
Not far.
Well, by far in terms of course they will. Jets, over under 9.5 wins with Aaron Rodgers.
See, this is one of the toughest calls in the NFL. They have a really good defense. Really good. But I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers. Flat out. I don't know if he's going to make it physically through the season. I don't believe in them. I think they get off to a great start and then crumble. I simply don't believe in him. If he comes through, they'll smash that and win 12 games. I just don't think they will. That head coach, that quarterback, they're under 9.5.
I think the quarterback gets hurt. I do. I think it's going to be another year where the first few games he's just going to be, I mean, this is it for him, right? This is the end of the road for him.
Has to be.
So I say under just because I don't believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to, I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is going to play 8 games, much less 15 or 16.
So what's the next one? AFC North?
I was going to go to the South. We could South? Do the North last.
Paul, you go first on the South
okay.
here.
Tennessee Titans over under 6.5.
Ooh.
You know what? I'm not a believer in Will Levis. I'll say under. I think that team's going to be really bad.
I disagree. They've become a popular pick to be an improved team. Again, like many teams, it's going to come down, yes, to Levis and Butthead to the quarterback. I actually like some of what I saw. But, Paul, their starting receivers are Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. They brought in Tony Pollard. I think they have a really interesting team. I do. I think they have some young borderline stars defensively. They signed Legarius Sneed from the Chiefs. I think very sneaky. I think they're the best bet in the NFL to go over at 6.5.
Okay, the Titans.
Yes.
Who did they hire as their coach? Isn't it Callahan's son?
Yeah, the guy from the offensive coordinator of the Bengals.
Brian McCallahan. And guess who we brought in? His dad to be their offensive line coach. They're sneaky good, man. I'm telling you, you looked at me like I'm nuts, Limits.
I think you are nuts. I don't think Will Levis is any good. I really
well,
don't.
That would be a problem.
That would be a significant problem for them. He's
but
just
then
a,
you know what's we know what happens if he stinks. Mason Rudolph!
A bunch of below average quarterbacks just fighting it out to the death.
Next.
Jacksonville, over under 8.5.
I think we do a thing in the Post-Gazette where we predict different things about the season, right? My prediction for first coach fired is Doug Peterson.
Mm.
So that should tell you everything you need to know about whether or not I think Jacksonville's going over 8.5 wins.
I just changed my mind as I thought about this. I didn't know they were so low. What is it, 8?
8.5.
I think they're the best bet in the league to go over.
I agree.
I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have an MVP-like season.
Wow!
I do. He got Gabe Davis from Buffalo. He's got Brian Thomas as a draft pick. He's got Christian Kirk.
Wow.
He's got Evan Ingram. He's got ETN. They might have made a horrible draft pick with Trayvon Walker, but I like this team a lot. They were on the borderline last year, and it seems to me the only team in all the NFL where the coach gets credit when his team either barely misses or makes the playoffs is right here. Peterson's getting shredded. All these guys get shredded when they go 8-9 or 9-8 or barely make or miss the playoffs. I think they're gonna win 11 games and win that division. Thank you, Limits.
I don't know about win the division, but they're definitely gonna hit 8.5 with this team, the Houston Texans, at 9.5.
Paul.
The Houston Texans at 9.5. Here's where it's tricky, because it feels like because of what they did last year, they're going to take the next step and they're going to be a 12 or 13 win team this year, doesn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that what everyone sort of
people
assumes?
Are saying? Some people are saying.
But the guys in Vegas aren't usually that far off when it comes to some of this stuff. That tells me they're not quite as bullish on the Texans as maybe some other people are. But I still am going to go over for the Texans. Over 9.5. Maybe to 10 or 11 wins.
I have to go under because I can't pick everybody in the AFC South to be good. And now I've painted myself into a corner. Although, I think Tennessee's going to win 9, and I think Jacksonville, I said 11. So this team could win 10 for sure, but I'm going to pick them to go under at 9-8. Stephon Diggs, as talented as he is, he was not good for the Bills by the end. Not good energy-wise, not good production-wise. I'll be very interested to see how this works. On the other hand, C.J. Stroud is great. So what am I doing? What am I doing here? What's their number? 9.5?
9.5.
Yeah, they're going to win 10 as well. I'm going over.
That's why you just do what I'm doing and pick the Indianapolis Colts to go under 8.5 wins.
By the way, they got Joe Mixon, too. Houston did. All right, what's
Indy? That's what I mean. Like, it feels like they're the team that everybody is like really bullish on.
Yeah.
Ah, this is the team.
Right.
But the fact that it was only 9.5,
yeah,
gives me a little pause. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you on that one. Who's next? I gave him pause. Very good.
I gave him a pause.
Yeah, very good.
Indianapolis Colts 8.5.
Paul?
I think way under. I think the quarterback. I love
best bet in the league to go under?
I think they're the best bet to go under. I think they're under. I think their quarterback is bad. It's funny. Did you read what the Bengals said about the guy? They ripped him to shreds.
Was it Mike Zimmer who said that?
No, it was the players.
The Bengals players.
About Anthony Richardson. He doesn't throw the ball.
Are they playing them in week one?
No, this was a joint practice.
They had a joint practice and killed him.
What did they say? He doesn't throw the ball?
He doesn't throw the ball. He just scrambles around in these joint practices.
Wow. Yeah. Having said that, he does remain very intriguing to me. There were games last year where he looked like an absolute beast before he got hurt.
He played like two games.
But I'm still going to go under. They've got some talent, that team. They do, but I'm going under for them. Next.
To the West. Denver Broncos over under 5.5.
I saw somebody on Good Morning Football pick the Broncos to go to the playoffs. They were very high on Bo Nix. What's the number?
5.5.
They stink. They stink. They're going to go under.
They're going to win more than 5.5 games. They're going to go over. Oh, you're first. I'm sorry.
I'm done. Yeah, under.
They stink, but they're going to go over 5.5 games by accident. I think they've got a reasonably okay coach. I think that they, their home field advantage is probably worth two or three wins. Their division isn't really that big, that great. I think they'll get more than 5.5 wins.
Well, it's rapid fire the West with the Chargers at 8.5.
Chargers are overrated because of the Harbaugh factor this year. I see everybody picking them for the playoffs. Who is Justin Herbert going to throw to? Oh, here's the guys.
McConkley.
DJ Clark, Joshua Palmer, and Ladd McConkey. Sorry, that's not happening there. Gus Edwards is their number one running back? You talk about not surrounding a star quarterback with firepower. Harbaugh will win there eventually. Not this year. I'm going under.
I agree with you, under. And I'll also say this. Despite the fact that they have an incredibly talented quarterback, they are going to be one of the most painful teams to watch. Because they're going to literally try and they're going to literally try and have like 50 minutes of possession times every game by running the ball,
yeah,
and just being boring as hell. So under and boring.
So it'll be like any other disappointing Charger season, whether it be in San Diego or LA.
They've actually been fun to watch recently because they at least throw the ball over the field and throw a bunch of interceptions and make all kinds of mistakes. Now, they're just going to run into the line and punt. It's not going to be all that interesting to watch.
Or, I guess, predictable, which is what they've been recently. Raiders, 6.5.
Oh, I think the Raiders are going to go over. Gardner Minshew doesn't have a very good record, but I think he's better than a lot of starting quarterbacks in the league. I do. Look at his numbers, other than the record, because he's been on crap teams. He's got tons of touchdowns compared to interceptions. He's got Brock Bowers and Devontae Adams to throw to. And then defensively, they're flat out good. Paul, up front, Max Crosby, John Jenkins, Christian Wilkins. They're going to wreck people up front. I think they're going to win about 8 or 9 games. I think they're an over. And Luke Getsy's their new offensive coordinator. You like that?
I had picked on that same survey. I picked Max Crosby as defensive player of the year.
Mm.
So I think they're over.
I think we agree on that one.
I think they're going to be better than we think.
Kansas City Chiefs, 11.5 wins.
Let me see the Chiefs record. Let me use a Paul pause here late in the game. Just the first part of it. There we go. Yeah. Just the first part of it. Thank you. they start out with, listen to this, Paul. Baltimore, Cincy, at Atlanta, Chargers at San Fran. They wind up with Chargers at Cleveland, Houston, at Pittsburgh, at Denver. As always, everybody's shooting for them. They also have to go into Buffalo this year. And as usual, they're going to be right around 11 or 12 or 13 wins, right? They're a team that it doesn't matter what their record is or what they're doing during the season. They're going to get in. What's the number? 11 and a half?
11 and a half.
I'm going to go under. I'm going to say like last year they went 11 just because they know when the important time of year is, Paul. I'm going to go slightly under.
Yeah. 11 and a half. I mean, I could see them being. I actually have them winning 12 games, so I'm going to say over. I think they'll be 12 and 5.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Where were we? Oh, yes. What's Cooking brought to you by, very kindly, your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Thank you, South Hills Chrysler. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Thank you, Fan Hotline.
See, you can read my mind.
Yes, I've learned to be able to do that over the months.
That's what I like about you, and your haircut's wonderful. Paul, what do you think of his haircut?
I think he looks good. Always looks good.
I got it cut on Thursday last week, and you just noticed now, but I appreciate it.
Was I here Friday?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah, were you?
No.
Were you here yesterday?
I can't remember.
I can't either.
Let's go back to our over-unders. Paul's up first. I assume we're going to the AFC North.
That's correct. Cleveland Browns, over-under, 8.5 wins.
I would say over. I like the Browns to win maybe 10 games this year. I think they're going to be pretty good.
Holy bird milk. I didn't think that was coming from you.
Yes.
I think that they're going to go back to being the Browns. I think that Deshaun Watson stinks. This current form of Deshaun Watson is just horrible. And I think that the Browns were totally overrated what they did last year. Their sweep of awards was an absolute joke. And I think, Paul, they take a fall. I think they're going to be. I think they're going to be under. And I think they may crumble this year down to about 7 wins.
Ooh,
limitless wonder.
I think they're under as well. Cincinnati Bengals, 10.5 wins this season.
Ooh, Paul.
See, I still don't think they've adequately 100% rebuilt their defense. I think there's a little bit of disharmony type things on the offense, just with all the guys, the receivers holding out and jealousy stuff. I think it's going to be just enough to unwind them a little bit. I think they're 9-8, so I say under.
I say over. I say they win the division. Now, what Paul mentioned, if the Jamar Chase thing really starts to sort of poison them, then I'll have a different opinion, but I don't think it will. So I'm looking at Joe Burrow seems healthy. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, defensively, Trey Hendrickson. They redid the entire safety situation, which was a disaster. They brought back Von Bell, and they went out and got Geno Stone, who had a bunch of picks for Baltimore last year. I think they're the best team in the division. I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games. I say over.
I think they're the best team in the division and maybe the second best team in the AFC with a healthy Joe Burrow, as long as it stays that way. They will finish over 10.5 wins. The Baltimore Ravens, 10.5 wins.
Mm. Paul?
You know, the Ravens are usually pretty good at figuring out a way to win regular season games.
Yeah.
And this should be no exception. I say they're over.
I'm going to put them right at 10, which means under. He's right. If Lamar's playing, they're going to have more wins than losses. That's for sure. I'm not buying the Derrick Henry thing necessarily. He may be great early in the season, but unless they're going to split up carries, somebody who's taken, even somebody with that kind of body who's taken the beating that he's taken, I don't know that I believe in that. And then they suffered some severe losses defensively. I just mentioned Stone, who led them in interceptions. Patrick Queen is gone. I think they took some hits, man. I'm going 10.
Wow.
I like over right at 11. And Cincinnati gets the tiebreaker against them.
Thank you, Wonder Twin.
You're quite welcome. Finally, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Over, under, 8.5 wins.
Oh, is that a great number? Paul?
I think over. I think over. I think the Steelers are going to, I mean, what have we seen from Mike Tomlin? He finds a way to get to 9. So I think over, even though I'm not really sure I'm all that bullish on a whole lot of what happened.
This guy, Adrian, says not one football guy will tell you that the Atlanta Falcons are better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Then why are they favored by 3 points? Tell me that. Why are they favored by a field goal? You want to go position by position with a football guy? Who's got the advantage at quarterback?
Right.
I think a lot of I actually like Russell Wilson. A lot of people would pick Kirk Cousins. Who's got the advantage at receiver? I don't even have to ask you that. Who's got the advantage at tight end? Them. Who's got the advantage on the offensive line? Them. Defense, the Steelers have advantages.
Right.
Extremely even game, and I think a lot of people would tell you, including Vegas, obviously, since they're favored, that the Falcons may have a better roster. This guy acts like the notion of that is crazy. We could have a normal back and forth, and you might pick the Steelers, and yeah, you could make good arguments. They have TJ Watt, obviously better linebackers than maybe anybody in football, okay? But let's not act like it's a ridiculous conversation, Paul.
No, I mean, exactly. It's like, well the biggest thing is, the guys in Vegas have them installed as a 3-point favorite, which when you factor in home field advantage, it suggests that they think at the very least these are two even teams that are playing.
I just told you about The Athletic ran a million simulations practically on these games. They have the Falcons as the 12th best team in football and the Steelers as the 20th. What's Atlanta's over under in wins? Same thing?
Falcons are at 9.5.
There you go. So Vegas thinks they're better, not just because they're playing at home this week. They have a higher over-under win total than the Steelers. Adrian, what's this guy talking about, Paul?
I think he's just one of these guys that just is a super Steeler homer, fanboy homer, who can't conceive of the fact that people actually look at these things critically and that you're not disrespecting the Steelers to say there's a good chance that the Falcons might be a better team.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Tomorrow, we'll get to the NFC. We're going to make all kinds of predictions. I think Paul's off Friday, so Thursday we open the season, and we're going to do our time capsule, which is going to be absolutely incredulent, is it not?
And we have a mystery guest picker for Friday as well.
Do we?
We will.
We have Chris Hoke when?
Thursday, 11 to noon.
We have Pomp when?
Thursday.
Yes, we do. Tomorrow we have the big boy.
Correct.
Tomorrow we have who else that I'm forgetting?
Dan Zangrilli.
So we have a banner show tomorrow, and man, we'll get you ready for the NFL and for Steelers Falcons on this show. Let's get somebody from Atlanta. May we? Limits, one of their beat writers. I want to hear more about the Falcons. They're a very, very interesting team to me. 9.5 wins. I mean, you just mentioned, what's Cincinnati at? 9.5 or 10?
They're at 10.5.
There you go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.